Welcome back to Wheel of Misfortune. During our last commercial break, David, our returning champion, was placed into intensive care where he is currently recovering from his multiple stab wounds. So I guess that makes it your turn, Ted. Go ahead and spin the wheel.
Oh dear God, not again.
No, Ted, don't make us get out the cattle prod again.
Alright, fine, I'll spin the fucking wheel.
Alright, you got the Pit of Death for 10,000. Julie, would you mind telling Ted about the rules for the Pit of Death?
Not at all, Dick. Our lucky contestant Ted will have his youngest son placed in a pit of rabid, hungry wolverines on angel dust. To win the 10,000, he has to correctly guess how long little Joey will survive.
No, this is for the 10,000, Ted. How long do you think little Joey will hold out?
Daddy!
Oh my God! If only someone was here to save my son!
Fear not, for it is I, Cunnilingus Man, the man with a tongue faster than a speeding bullet.
Oh, thank God you're here, Cunnilingus Man. My son is about to be eaten by a group of wolverines.
Well, I'd love to help, but I'm not too good at this saving people from danger thing. I mostly just deal with sexually frustrated women.
But surely you must be able to do something.
Well, there is one thing I might be able to do. Yeah, it's pretty simple, really. All we need to do is... Oh dear, look at the time. It looks like it's almost time for my lunch break. I guess I won't be able to help you after all.
What?
Sorry, man. Best of luck with those wolverines.
Oh, why of all the stupid, selfish, incompetent...
No need to be bummed, man. Super Wasted Man is here to save the day.
Oh, thank goodness. I really need your help, Super Wasted Man. My son is about to be eaten by those wolverines down there.
It's gonna be all right, man, because I got just the stuff here to help you chill out. Oh, yeah, this is some good shit.
Oh, God, why can't I get help from a real superhero?
Stop your sniveling, puny mortal. The mighty Zod has arrived.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Zod. Perhaps you could save my son from-
Foolish Earthling! Zod could care less about the fate of your weakling child.
Are you sure you're a superhero?
No, not really. The great Zod was on his way to work, and he decided to stop by and gloat over your misfortune.
Oh, gee, how thoughtful.
Perhaps you require the assistance of a mad scientist.
A mad scientist? No.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Melkor. With this gigantic destructor ray, I can easily obliterate the beasts before they set foot anywhere near your beloved son.
Oh, that's great!
There is one drawback, though. The blast will almost certainly vaporize your wee one, along with everything else in a 5-mile radius.
That's not so great.
Hey! My name's Bonkers and...
Hey, unless you've got a brilliant plan on how to save my son, I don't want to hear it.
Actually, I was just going to ask if I could use the bathroom here. I really gotta take a piss.
God damn it, you all suck.
Do not fret for lack of intellectual discourse, for I am graduate student in philosophy.
What?
I'm here to help, but before I can develop a solution to this problematic, I must first pontificate upon the particular...
Listen, you! If we don't do something soon, my son is gonna get killed by those beasts down there.
Hold on there. I think you're making some pretty big assumptions about the causal nature of reality. How do we know anything
fuck
really
this.
Causes anything?
Why, that's brilliant! Ted has managed to distract the wolverines just long enough to pull his son to safety.
I love you, Daddy.
And I love you, son.
And so Ted and his little son Joey both lived happily ever after, until they were faced with a problem that required philosophical debate, at which point they both died horrible, violent deaths. The end.